back to another edition of the Pegcast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Tri-City Storm defenseman Philip Blais-Savoie. Philip, welcome to the Pegcast. Thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How have you been doing recently? I always like to, you know, open up with the guests, how they've been talking about their week. What have you been up to recently?
Just been hanging out here at home. Been working out, skating, just trying to stay ready for camp and the season coming up. So, off season's been going pretty good. So,
I assume you've taken some, like, a couple weeks off, right, from the season before getting back into the grind, right?
Yeah, I took a week or two off and then just hung out with friends and everything and then start getting back to it. I mean, I don't try not to skate too hard usually, just, you know.
Skating, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And obviously you don't want to kind of tire yourself out at the start, right, of your off-season training.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have a camp coming up for Tri-City, so just try to light skate and keep ready for that, keep in shape for that. So
with the off-season in full swing, what parts of your game are you looking to improve upon?
Definitely trying to improve on, like, my offensive blue line. I think just work on moving better up there, moving into my shots and just, like, getting shots through especially. And then then you can always just, like, get better at skating, stuff like that. Work that can help you offensively and defensively. So just always working on little things like that.
Getting into a bit of your story, was there a player growing up who you wanted to model your game after?
I watched a lot of, like, Erik Karlsson. I mean, he was here in California he played in San Jose. So watched a lot of him. I was a Habs fan growing up as well. So I watched a lot of PK Subban, just guys like that. You know, I loved watching those guys, like, move on the blue line, get shots through and everything. So
they are two of the most, like, dynamic, electrifying offensive defensemen in the game.
No, for sure. Yeah, no, they move so well on the blue line. So it's like, it's super fun to watch those guys.
And I'm a Habs fan myself, so I can definitely relate to watching PK Subban. He was so awesome. So awesome.
Yeah. No, so electrifying when, like, all those playoff goals and everything. Like, he was great to watch.
Who influenced you to get into hockey?
Definitely my dad. He played growing up. He works at our rink. He, like, does everything for us. Like, he coaches me whenever, like, during the summers and everything. So he was definitely a big reason why I got into the game. So yeah, I owe a lot to him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, an interesting note that I found while researching was that both of your sisters play college and the university level. Having them in your family must help choosing, like, what path to go down when it gets to that time, right?
No, yeah, for sure. Like, I had the two options of major, junior, or the college route. So then having seen both my sisters go through the college route definitely helped push me that way. And, I mean, it's going well so far, so.
And it's nice that, like, you have that opportunity to at least watch one of your or two of your sisters go through the major junior route, right? You're not the older sibling. You're the younger one in this scenario, right?
Yeah, I'm the youngest. So it was definitely a big help watching them go through everything. And, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say mentor me, but, like, kind of I was able to see how they did everything and how it worked out for them.
You are from San Jose. Did you become, so you mentioned you were a Habs fan growing up. Were you a Sharks fan then when since you're from there?
Yeah, definitely a Sharks fan. My parents are from Quebec, so we kind of cheered for both growing up. So, but yeah, I always went to Sharks games growing up, and that was always fun.
At least it's not the division rival, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, they only play each other twice a year, so.
Yeah, it's easy to root for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
The Sharks had the big cup run in 2016. What do you remember about that time?
We were fortunate. I was at the game 6, where they lost to Pittsburgh. So that was definitely the biggest memory from that, just being at the game and, like, watching Crosby lift the cup and everything. That was pretty cool. And then just, like, other games throughout the playoff run, just, like, being up late at night, like, on a school night, like, watching them win, going to, like, triple overtimes and stuff like that. But Yeah,
it was always a grind of a playoff run.
Yeah, no, that was a great run, but yeah, didn't get it done, but it's all right.
It's interesting because now you've had two of your favorite teams, both San Jose and Montreal, make cup runs, but yet they haven't lifted Lord Stanley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So,
it's just a bit of bad luck.
Yeah, pretty much. But
are you a fan of any other teams, like in the NFL, MLB? Like, what other sports do you follow along with, if any?
Yeah, I watch. I watch a lot of NFL. So I'm that 49ers fan. That's the local team. So yeah, they've had a couple rough runs in the past, but and then I watch the Giants for baseball. That's my team. So
yeah, absolutely. Like, obviously I got the Jays hat on. Yeah. I'm a Bills fan. So, it's nice that you got your 49ers kind of deep playoff run. I'm still waiting for my deep playoff run. We just can't, both of our teams can't win a championship. It's so sad.
Yeah. It's gotta come through at one point.
Before joining the Storm, you spent time with the San Jose Sharks junior program. In what ways did they help with your development?
I think it was a lot of just like my dad was there. So I was able to like get on the ice whenever I wanted. And then I think our teams weren't always great. So I think it taught me like a different way to play the game. I think, the year before going to Tri-City, it taught me a lot, like how to defend, like how to break out, because I felt like we were always in the D zone a lot of the time, so it taught me how to like break the puck out a lot. So I think it was just like these little things you wouldn't really like think of, but I think a lot of that like built up and it like helped me get to where I was, where I was ready to play in Tri-City.
How beneficial was it to have your minor hockey so close to home?
It was definitely beneficial, like not having to travel and everything. We're really lucky that there's only three AAA teams in California. So having one like right in my hometown was really big. So, because for some guys, we have guys on our team who are traveling like 2-3 hours to come to practice. So like, that's just like kind of a bag. Like for me, the rink's 5 minutes away. So it's super nice.
When the pandemic came, how did that impact your game?
I definitely slowed everything down. I mean, especially for us over here, everything, like our rink shut down everything. So it was just like a lot of like work and shooting in the driveway. We had weights in the garage, just like trying to stay in shape and get better. But yeah, it was definitely tough.
But it was all the dryland training.
Yeah, pretty much. Like there were like no gyms were open or anything. So it was just like, do what you can and hope it works.
Exactly. It was brutal, because I'm like in Ontario here, we almost had the same exact rules as you guys in California. Our rinks were shut down, gyms were shut down, everything was shut down, and we're just like, okay, well, how do we train, right? How do hockey players train? It's almost nearly impossible.
Yeah, pretty much. We got pucks and tarp here, so I was just shooting pucks in the driveway every day, it seemed like. But yeah, it was just like, do anything you can to stay in shape and try to get better.
What do you remember from the world shutting down?
I just remember, like, for us, like, the big thing was, like, being at school. Like, we were at school, and, like, I was, like, with all my friends and everything. We're all like, oh, like, we're just going to get, like, a 2-week break. And, like, we're like, this is going to be cool. And then, you look, like, 6-7 months later, and we're stuck in our rooms at home on Zoom. But yeah, I mean, I guess it worked out. Now we can do stuff like this, but
yeah, exactly.
No, it was pretty crazy.
Well, yeah, and I was in a similar situation as you. I was at school when I found out about it, and first the NBA shuts down. We all know about that. That was really the turning point. And also, like, the Sharks were gonna like announce they were gonna have games in their home arena with zero fans. So like, we're like, what the hell are they going on about? So I was like, okay, well, hopefully that happens, you know, because obviously we love hockey. Hockey's our go-to sport, and just did not happen. NHL shut down a few days later, and look what happened, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was crazy. Last year, you spent time with, you know, the Sharks, San Jose Sharks Junior 16U and 18U team, and even Valley Christian High. How did you make sure to keep your motor going? Because that's a lot of hockey in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, for us over here, high school is more just like for fun. So that was more of just like, it was like, I think we played games once a week. So it's just like, be there, like hang out with my buddies and everything, just like have fun. And yeah, for the 16s, it was like, I think I practiced like 4 or 5 times a week. So it was like, just rest, like get enough sleep at night. And then just like try to, like, I don't know, our practices weren't usually too difficult, but yeah, it was definitely a little bit of a grind.
When you're switching between teams, did you have any troubles finding chemistry with your line mates?
Not really, because when I played with the 18s the year before, so I played 2 years of 16s. So then I like knew pretty much everyone on that team. I'd practice with them all the time. So yeah, it was pretty easy to
It
play
makes
with
the
both
transition a
teams.
lot easier.
Yeah, a lot easier for sure.
And plus, like, you're not a stranger walking into that locker room. Like, everyone knows you. It's like you're walking into your second family.
Pretty much, yeah.
With Valley Christian High, you guys, like you mentioned, it's kind of like it feels like a drop-in kind of scenario. Just having fun. When you have that, it must be nice to kind of take off some stress from like the everyday grind that you have with like 18s, right?
Pretty much. Like, I don't know, it's just like buddies from school. Like, you wouldn't think like guys you're gonna play hockey with, but it's like you just go out there and you're having fun, like it's a good time. And then like usually the competition wasn't good, so you're getting like 3, 4, 5 points a game. So it's just like it's pretty fun. It's just
Just
fun
riding
hockey.
up the score.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everyone can be their own Connor McDavid.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you end up joining Tri-City?
Well, I mean, they drafted me back in like 2021, I think. And then yeah, I'm just like talking with those like over and over with those guys, and then yeah, it just seemed like a good opportunity. So I mean, they wanted me, I wanted to go there, so kind of just all worked out.
Now, most of your hockey up until that point was played in San Jose. How did you adjust to the move, going to Tri-City? Because that's probably in a place where you're not that comfortable in.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't too hard. I mean, like I had both my sisters leave home, so I saw how it was for them, and then like I was alone at home for a while. So it was kind of just like wasn't too bad. And I'd gone out there a few times beforehand just like see how everything was. So yeah, well, like it wasn't too hard, but it's definitely a little different than being here.
What was the biggest jump in terms of you, coming from the 18s to the USHL?
I think at first it was definitely the speed, like just how fast like guys like stay on you so fast, like the puck moves a lot faster. So it just takes like a little bit of time to get adjusted to. I think, yeah, like I think I adjusted to it relatively well over the course of the season, but like there's still just always like little things you can be better at.
You guys made the playoffs and went up against the Musketeers in the first round and swept them. When it's that best of three series, how vital is it to get that first win under your belt?
It pretty much determines the series. Like if you lose that first game, it's like you don't really have much of a shot, because then you gotta go beat a team 2 nights in a row. So it's like, it's really, and then they've got all the momentum, like your back's against the wall. It's just like it's really hard to get back into it.
It was a tightly contested series against the Fargo Force in the second round. How did they neutralize your scoring threats?
I think they just had a good game plan. Like they matched up our forward lines really well. It was just like felt like it was hard for us to get anything going offensively, it seemed like. But yeah, I mean, it was tough. The playoffs are always tough for us because Fargo had the first round bye, and then we did the long travel. So it's always tough to go move from one series to the next and then stay dialed in and get ready. But yeah, that's what it is. They had a good team. moved
Do
on.
you think that having the rest when you get that first round bye is, you know, more important than playing out a series so you get like kind of playoff ready? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think the rest is big because for us, it's not like you're talking about like Florida right now, like you're gonna have like 10, 11 days off.
Yeah,
like that's a big time to be off. For us, it's just like a normal week. Like they just have like the normal week off. So I think having that is really important.
Yeah, I was kind of alluding to that because, like, you know, with the Stanley Cup Finals, right, you have Florida 11 days off and then Vegas, they're coming off a 6-game series. So they're kind of, like, already amped and dialed in and ready to go. And Florida's, like, just chilling there. So that's why I kind of wanted to ask the question.
Yeah.
What are you going to remember most about this season?
I think just, like, the turn or like, our team kind of took. It was like at the start of the year, we're kind of like bottom of the standings, like where like not much was going. Like it was tough to win games. And we get around like Christmas time and seem like everything just like switched, like made a couple trades, brought guys in. And then like we kind of just took off. And then like there's a point in time where we were like knocking on the door for second place. Like we would have had to buy, but didn't work out. But yeah, I think that was big for us. And then,
and what kind of factored into that big turn that you kind of mentioned there? Was it the trades? Was it someone stepping up in the locker room saying something?
I think it was kind of just like after we made all those trades and saw what our team looked like, I think it was just like everyone in the room like had the belief like we have the team to do this. Like we're able to make a deep run here. So like, I think everyone just dialed in and we got going right during the playoffs.
Everyone bought into the system.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're a draft prospect for this summer's draft. What are you going to do to prepare for that?
I mean, just been working out. I'm working with the Golden State Warriors trainer here, so he's been big. He's been a big help. And then I get on the ice like whenever I want with my dad, which is super nice. So, yeah, just been doing little things to stay ready, see what happens.
How did you get connected to this Golden State Warriors trainer there?
Well, he was the old trainer for the Sharks. So I got in touch with him when he was with the Sharks and then been working with him for the last couple summers.
What are you going to bring to the team that does draft you?
I think I'll just bring a like reliable game, someone who like plays the game the right way, just like moves the puck, breaks pucks out, defends well, and then can chip in offensively when needed.
So I have a couple quick fire questions, starting with why do you wear number 10?
Because my birthday is June 10th.
What's your favorite off-ice activity?
Definitely just like relaxing, hanging out with friends, hanging out with my girlfriend. Just, you know, try to stay low.
Not yeah, exactly. A lot of players have said that they like to golf.
Yeah. I like to golf. I'm not great at it, but yeah, I enjoy going out playing with my friends.
Look, I don't golf either. I just mini putt. All right. Who's the hardest player you've had to defend and why?
Ooh. I would say probably Conmee or Knubel. Those guys were definitely the two tough ones in the playoffs. They just got like so much speed. They're so shifty. So yeah, those two are definitely the toughest to defend.
Just got to have that good gap control, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Good gap and good stick.
Where has been your favorite vacation spot?
Went to France when I was younger. That was definitely cool. Saw Paris and everything like that. So that was definitely cool.
I would really love to actually go to California one day.
Yeah, well, it's nice. Yeah. It's not too sunny right now, but when it gets nice, it's
a lot of sunny days
in a row.
Yeah, I've heard from a couple of my buddies who've been there before. They're like, yeah, like it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weather's like pretty much always nice. So,
do you have a favorite TV show or movie that you've watched in the past?
I mean, for TV, it'd probably be The Office, and I binge that one pretty well. But yeah, and then movies probably like Top Gun.
Top Gun is top tier. That's S tier. That is such an S tier movie.
No, it's a great movie.
And as we're closing off this interview here, do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
I'd say just like keep working, like do what you can, like don't get ahead of yourself, just stay in the moment and enjoy the process, I'd say.
All right, well, I'd like to thank again Philip Le Savoie for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Philip.
Yeah, thanks for having me.